This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to enforce a rule without losing your audience. Can you enforce a rule without picking a fight? What happened? Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath recently told the public that religious prayers should not block roads, and that worshippers should take turns if space is limited. He framed this as a rule of law issue, not a religious one, insisting that public infrastructure belongs to everyone. The remarks fit a pattern. He made similar points criticising street prayers in West Bengal during past election cycles. The communication angle. Here is the real question this moment raises where a leader needs to enforce an unpopular rule on a sensitive topic. What is the right way to say it? Adityanath made one smart move. He anchored the message in a neutral principle: roads are for transportation, and the law applies to everyone. That is a defensible position. When you lead with a shared value instead of a target group, you give the audience a reason to agree before they have a reason to resist. Most people, regardless of faith, do not want traffic jams. He used that common ground correctly, but here is where it falls apart. The message lands differently when the speaker has a track record of singling out one group. Adityanath's previous comments about West Bengal street prayers were not neutral. They were pointed. So when he now says this applies to everyone, a large portion of his audience does not believe him. That credibility gap does not come from this speech. It comes from the pattern of speeches before it. You cannot claim universality in one address and then spend years signalling otherwise. The audience keeps score. This is the core communication trap for any leader handling a sensitive rule. Consistency is not just what you say today. It is the sum of everything you have said before. If your history contradicts your current message loses every time. What should he have done differently? If the goal was genuine policy enforcement, the message needed specifics. Name the rule, cite the code, announce the consequence for violations, and apply it visibly to more than one group. Vague moral appeals about orderly prayer without enforcement teeth are not policy. They're posturing, and audiences know the difference between a leader drawing a line and a leader scoring a point. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on credibility under pressure gives you a framework for what I call the pattern problem, how your past words create the filter your audience uses to hear your current ones. Most speakers think about what they're saying right now. The ones who actually persuade people think about what their words will remind the audience of. That shift in thinking changes everything about how you prepare. The takeaway. Before your next speech or difficult conversation on a sensitive topic, do this one thing: write down every public statement you've made on this issue in the past year. Read them as if you are your skeptic. If your history undercuts your current message, you need to address that gap directly before making your case. Say it out loud. I know some of you have questions about whether this applies equally. Here is how I will prove that it does. That sentence alone changes the dynamic. It shows self-awareness. Self-awareness builds trust. Trust is the only thing that makes a hard message land. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.